because you come to see everything but the word. That's why some of you can't get your mind together now, because you come to hear everything but the word. I would not dress up, drive up to come in here to sit down and shut up.
The first New Light Baptist Church and the second pastoral anniversary. Another proud sponsor of this station. You've been listening to the First New Light Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Thomas D. Sands. The service time is at 9 a.m. Like us on Facebook at First New Light Missionary Baptist Church -Pineville.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, with God's awesome power at our disposal, there is no limits as to what we can do or what can be done. The reason I know that, because 1 John 4:4 tells me, praise God, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. How many of y'all in here this morning can say the same thing, that greater is he that is in you, greater than he that is in this world? Because you know who's in the world. You know who's the world for. The devil rules the world. But greater is he that is in me. Do you know who I have in me? Do you know who I have in me? That's why I can walk around with a smile on my face. That's why I can walk around as I drive my old car and have a smile on my face, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You see, Jesus Christ made the church a promise that we rarely ever have dared to explore. In John chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, he writes these words: verily, verily, I say unto you, he that abides on, believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there are some works that you can do. And let me tell you why you can do them. Not only do you have those works, he says, greater works than these shall you do. Because I go unto my Father, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Praise God, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, look what he said. He didn't say I might do it. He said I will do it. All you got to do is ask it in his name. How many of y'all have asked anything in his name? And if you don't know what the name is, I'm talking about Jesus. If you ask it in his name, he said that I will do it. And the part of that text that I love, Sister Merle, if he said that I will be able to do some greater works. Sat down and said to myself, what greater works that I can do other than what my Father did? Can I just give you just a few? when Jesus walked the earth, he was an itinerant minister. He can only be, praise God, in the vicinity of those that he was with. Praise God, but look at today. Great works we can do. I'm here in Alexandria, Louisiana. There are folk in North Carolina. There are folk in Wisconsin. There are folk in North, South Carolina. They are hearing the word of God. I'm not there, but they can hear the word. That's a greater word. I'm here to tell you, praise God, that he's given us the ability through the power that he's invested in us to do some greater works. Can I give you another one? Some people, praise God, get braggadocious if they lay hands on somebody and the Lord heals them, which allows them to live for maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 more years. But you won't know a greater work that he gave us. We can speak. We can speak. We could speak to a dying soul, get them saved, and they'll be saved throughout eternity. That's a greater work. He said, greater works that I do because I go unto my Father. But let me close here this morning. You see, praise God, God-fearing church that is open to the indwelling power of God can do the impossible. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can do the impossible. You have the power within you to do the impossible. Praise God. He laid it out in his word. And when I look at the power that he's given us, all the way from the Old Testament on through the New Testament, he's given us some power. Can I just name a few? Can't name all of them. In Deuteronomy, said that he give us power to create wealth, to make wealth. Hallelujah. That's the power that we have. Not only that, in Matthew, he said, praise God, that we have power against all of those unclean spirits. Hallelujah. The reason why you need that power, because you're going to come in contact with some mean spirits. You're going to come in contact with some unclean spirits, and you're going to need the power of God in your life. Matthew also tells us that we have the power to tread on scorpions, serpents, all kinds of things. Praise the name of God. We have that kind of power. Another kind of power that we have, I'm talking about the church. Acts tells us that we have the power to turn this world upside down. You want to start seeing this world be turned upside down? You got the power on the inside of you. You got the power to speak to some of these young folk who think that they are grown too big for their britches. They don't want to know anything about God. They don't want to come to God's house. But you got the power within you, if you exercise the power to turn this world upside down. That's the power
inside of us. We have the power, praise God, to heal. Somebody said, what are you talking about? I remember in the third chapter of the book of Acts, Peter and John, they were on their way to pray. I told you at the outset, it's good to have a prayer life. They were on their way to pray. I believe they were going to the temple, and they were going through the gate that was called Beautiful. There was a man who was laying there, who had been laid there all of his life. He wasn't looking for healing. He wasn't looking for deliverance. He was looking for some money. And he's had two broke preachers to walk upon him and ask them of alms. And they said, silver and gold, we don't have none of that stuff, but such as we have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And the Bible tells me that Peter grabbed him by his hand. Praise God. I don't want to snatch you up. Praise God, Peter grabbed him by the hand, and he got up. And when he got up, he began to leap. He began to praise. He began to run. Hallelujah. And not only that, as they were going into the temple to do their prayer, hallelujah, he limped. He ran. He jumped. And he leaped on into the church house. Somebody asked, why did he go into the church house? He had already been healed. You want to know why he went to the church house? He wanted to learn some more about this Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why I got so happy when we were singing the song. Let me give you my version of a song. Song said, there is power. Power. Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power. Wonder working power in the blood of the precious Lamb. I'm here to tell you this morning, God's power is at work on the inside of us. How do we have that power? I'm glad you asked, because over 2,000 years ago, he marched up a hill called Calvary, stretched him out wide, drove nails in his hand, drove a spike through his feet. Somebody pierced him in his side. Somebody put a crown of thorns on his head. He locked his head in his shoulders, and he died. Oh, did he die? Stayed on that cross, took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But guess what? He got up that first Sunday morning over 2,000 years ago. And what did he declare? He said that I got all power in my hand. And I told you at the outset that the same power that raised up Jesus is the same power that you have on the inside. Just exercise your power. Take your power out. Shake it off. Dust it off. And just exercise it. Because you got the power.